Tawada Niko is joining us to reflect on success for James Fisher Harris, who has become the golden boot, i.e. the best international player in rugby league. And it's very deserving, having captained the Kiwis to that amazing victory across the Australians a few weeks ago in Kirikiriroa. But more than that, it's been his consistency which stamps him out as a player of real class. He's had 180 games for Penrith and picked up three premierships since joining them in 2016. And Tawada Niko knows more about football talent than most. Thanks for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe,
Del. Mi atu kia koe hoko. Tēnā koe, Tawada. Hey, mate, you know, we all admire props work. It's not flash stuff normally, but it's so important to lay that foundation for success in rugby league. And he's the first prop ever to pick up the golden boot. What's your initial reaction to him being afforded that tohu?
Oh, Dale, I think it's a huge honour, you know, and thoroughly deserved. You know, James Fisher Harris, you know, he's come through the Penrith system. He's done a great job. You know, he's done his apprenticeship at Penrith, and now he's probably the premier front rower in the game. A lot's been talked about Payne Haas, but I think if you look at James Fisher Harris's form over the last 3 years, prior to that, the last 5 years, he's been very, very consistent. And now he's gone to another level, you know, in terms of a leadership role with the Kiwis, and mate, it's been absolutely outstanding. So it's an award that's thoroughly deserved from a boy from the Hokianga and to where he is now. Mate, I'm just so proud of him, especially as a front row. And I don't think no front row has ever won that award before, Dale, if you can correct me, but I'm sure that's right.
Yeah, well, it's exactly right. So, you know, he stands out. He's not the biggest guy, is he? But there's something about his commitment, his regime as a professional that keeps him sort of so solid and such a strong popo for the Penrith Panthers each and every week. He's a guy who doesn't seem to get injured as much as other players do, Tawada, so there's some resilience in there. And what would you say of his professionalism, which is displayed week in and week out, not just on the track, but also off it?
Yeah, I think that's one of the key things that James brings, you know, in terms of his leadership, his ability to, you know, to make sure that he's fit and well. And if you look at his body shape and he's really lean, actually. As you said, Dale, he's not as bulky as some of the other front rowers running around the competition, but I think that helps for his recovery and everything else that he does in terms of the game. But, you know, he's just got a real no-nonsense manner about him, and he's a man that leads by his actions there, Dale. And, you know, I think it's a thoroughly deserved award. And, you know, I think the other great thing is we have to mention Georgia Hale, who also, you know, won the Women's Golden Boot Award. So, you know, very unprecedented to have two New Zealanders at the highest level win the highest honour in the game. So, but James Fisher Harris, I'm sure his whānau would be proud. I saw him earlier after the Kiwis win in Kirikiriroa with the Pacific Nations Championship trophy back up in the Hokianga, you know, sharing that with his whānau. And, you know, this just adds to the accolade. So, but watch the space, Dale, because I think there's still more to come from James Fisher Harris. He could be one of our greatest players ever. If Penrith continue on the run there, he could have had five premierships in a row, and that's, you know, unthinkable, unthought of. So, you know, for a front rower to be at the top of the game, not only in the NRL but on the world rankings, man, that's a real privilege. And it's thoroughly deserved for somebody that puts in all the hard work. And the harder you work, the more rewards you get, Dale, and, you know, that's exactly what he's done over the last 6-7 years.
Tēnā koe. Just a couple of minutes left, I'm sorry, Tawada, but I do note that you attended Neville Ramsay's tangi. We were informed earlier this week that he had died at the age of 60, and Neville was acknowledged as one of the guys who trained as hard as anyone, stints in England as well. No doubt you knew him much better than me, although I remember him fondly. Tawada, sad to have lost him early at just the tender age of 60, eh?
Oh, mate, it was very, very sad. You know, I knew Neville from the Waikato Dale as a young 16, 70-year-old, and he was one of the guys I really looked up to. Dale, you know, just, I don't know if you remember how he got his name, Rambo. Way back in the 1980s, Sylvester Stallone came out with First Blood in 1983. And Neville Ramsey was a splitting image of Sylvester Stallone in that movie, First Blood. And he was ripped like Sylvester Stallone. Neville was probably a better rugby league player than Sylvester Stallone, but Rambo was, you know, absolutely fantastic and very, very sad to lose Neville. But, you know, someone I loved playing with, really competitive. He hated to lose Neville. And, you know, played for Auckland, played for New Zealand Māoris together. We beat Australia. We beat, you know, we beat England. We beat Great Britain. So, you know, a lot of great memories of Neville, but just a real talented rugby league player, very competitive, but had a lot of aroha too, love for his family. So, you know, big mihi to all the Ramsey whānau. Mihi atu ki a koe e te rangatira. Moi mai, moi mai, moi mai.
Good talking with you. Thanks for sharing some thoughts about Neville too. Haere atu rā, Neville, moi mai rā, as Tawara said. Thanks, T. Catch up with you soon, man.
No worries, Dale. You're welcome. Bye. Goodbye.